you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Heavy emphasis on the local sports front today on Drive Time Sports. We're going to start by talking high school wrestling. On December 28th, the Carbon Dinos and the Emory Spartans went toe-to-toe. We got a complete recap of the varsity meeting at CastleCountryRadio.com. You can go check that out. Emory comes out on top and performed beautifully against Carbon. And now, the Spartans, fresh off the holiday break, are gearing up for the 3A duels this weekend in Richfield. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory High School wrestling team. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you. It's great to get you back on today. Hopefully you had a fantastic holiday season.
Yeah, had a wonderful holiday.
Great. That's fantastic. I know sometimes we talk about the kids getting a little lengthy break. It's just as important for the coaches, I'm sure, to revitalize a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? We all were dealing with a little sickness and a few owies, and I hope we're ready to come back and go to work tonight.
Yeah, you know.
Get started and get ready for the weekend.
As far as the schedule goes, Coach, I know you guys did have a couple of practices, which, of course, that's important. But you guys also had a meet with Carbon, and that worked out really in Emory's favor. I mean, it was a fairly dominating performance. To have a meet like that on December 28th, I guess you really never know what you're, in fact, going to see. How pleased were you with the boys' performance in that meet against Carbon?
You know what? Our turnout was wonderful. You know, we were missing a few kids from sickness. You know, a pie. We had a funeral of pie, so we missed a few of those upper weights that we could have taken advantage of as well. But, you know, all in all, I was really pleased with how we did, you know, coming off break like that and coming in and wrestling so tough. We threw in a few of our junior varsity kids. Well, I shouldn't say call them junior varsity, you know. At 106, we've been trading Byron and Jess in and out right there. And then at 120, now that Corby's down there, you know, Dwayne's still varsity caliber wrestler, and he wrestled for us there at 120. So, yeah, you know, we got some real studs in those weight classes, and it's paying dividends for us. You know, our team is wrestling really well, and they're very deep, so it'll pay off for us in the postseason too.
I know in wrestling you got to monitor the boys, or you can't really monitor them, but at least trust that they're going to maintain their shape during the holiday break, Coach, and you guys will get back on it tonight as far as practice goes. But from what you saw on the 28th, were you happy with the way the boys came into that meet, I guess from a health standpoint?
You know what? We did really well. You know, I had Maddox Christman go on a cruise, and he came back only 15 or so pounds heavier than he left. You know, that was a surprise to him and us both when he stepped on the scale, but that'll be kind of fun. And Aiden Mortensen, he missed the duel this weekend because he was off cruising, so we'll see what it did for him. But, you know, pretty much everybody stayed in the gym and stayed healthy, and, you know, we do get our 2 pounds growth allowance, you know, after the break, so that'll help the boys out, and I think we're going to be in good shape.
Coach, it's a short week as far as practice goes. It's a short week in general because you had, you know, New Year's Eve on Monday. We had New Year's Day yesterday, and now we're back at it on the 2nd. You don't have a lot of time to prepare for this weekend, but it is an important weekend for this wrestling team. You guys are going to have a lot of tough matches.
Yeah, it's going to be big, and, you know, we're going to dual Carbon again here pretty quick, and, you know, they'll have a few of their sick guys back, and, you know, then we'll get a few of our guys. You know, Chase has been out at 138 with that sore shoulder, and he's got a clean bill of health now, so he'll be wrestling for us this weekend at 138. And then, you know, he's been really ripping it up. So, you know, we've been sad to miss. We've missed him in the last few duels. I really feel like we could have probably beat Delta had we had Chase at varsity there. And not that Tyrell Guyman hasn't stepped up and wrestled like a man. You know, as a freshman at 138 pounds, that's a tough row to hoe. And he is fighting for every point, and I am absolutely loving what he's doing there. But it'll be fun to have Chase back, you know, our senior captain there, and as well as he's been wrestling. And it looks really good for us this weekend. We've got, you know, a bunch of tough ones coming up this weekend, and try to go in and fight for placement in the divisional tournament. And learn a few things about our opponents so that come postseason we can put up the big wins.
It's fairly amazing. You're talking about divisionals state's not that far off, Coach. I mean, it's kind of crunch time for the wrestling season once you get past New Year's.
Yeah, you know what? That month there goes quick. You know, we won't be wrestling state till the second week of February, but don't blink your eyes, it'll be here. You know, and these guys are going to go fight for position and jockey around a little bit with the other 3A division wrestlers and get some good mat time in, and then we'll have a couple more tough tournaments, the Rumble and the Gunnison tournament, and then pretty quick it'll be on us. So we're really looking to peak and get ready for that postseason now.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Kirk Christiansen of the Emory High School wrestling team. Coach, you talk about peaking. You want to peak at the right time. What are some of the steps that you have learned over the last few years of being the head coach with Emory Wrestling? What are some of the steps that you can take to make sure the boys are peaking once you get into January?
Well, you know what? We pushed a little. When I first started, we pushed them a little too hard at the first of the season to be in shape. Instead of concentrating on our technique, and I think we've changed a little bit now. We've really got them wrestling sharp, and their technique's good, and now we can start pushing hard to get their bodies in shape. And they've been gradually getting in shape, so I think we're actually avoiding some of those soreness issues that we've had in the past. I know we've had a few injuries, but all in all, I think they're recovering better and stuff. And, you know, we certainly haven't been outgassed, so to speak, in our matches. There's been a couple of teams who have been really fit, but I think we've been as fit as everybody, and now it's time to get down to business and get real fit. And you know, we've had a weights program with Coach Allred there at the school, and that's looking really good on our boys. You can see it in their power. So I you know, big shout out to them guys, helping them in the weight room. And you know, we've talked about it before. This group of guys, it's been fun to coach them because, you know, we've been polishing moves instead of learning moves. You know, usually until about this time of year, I'm teaching way more than I should be. And this bunch of guys is knowledgeable, and they're educated, and they're hardworking. So, you know, the difference in our statistics, you know, shows up right there. These boys know the sport, they know how to practice hard, and they believe in drilling, and it's showing up. You know, we're plumb excited to have this group of kids. So,
Coach, let's talk about some of the lower weights, and I'll make reference to the carbon meet as well, and I know that was a little bit odd with some of the missing individuals that you had talked about, but at 182, we saw Zion Gibson, and it seems like each time you and I talk, we talk a little bit more frequently about Zion, and I know he picked up a win at 182. Is that something that you're relying on down the stretch? Because I know at 195, we didn't have a match. Emory wins this one by forfeit. There was no match at 220, and then Carbon won at 285 by forfeit. So what are those four lower weights looking like for this team right now?
Yeah, those upper weights right there. Well, we had Trace Justison out, but he's suffering from an old football injury, the leg. That's what they're telling me. He's not putting much weight on it now. And no, he's just a freshman at 182 anyway. You know, so we throw Zion in there as a junior from 160 up, and he's been trying to pack on the weight and jump up there and fill that spot for us, at a varsity spot. And then his speed and athletic ability with some of those bigger kids, it actually works out in his favor. You know, we're down at 160, where those guys are a little more technical. He runs into some issues. But, you know, we're probably going to use him a lot come this weekend at 182. I don't know what postseason looks like for him. You know, he's going to be eligible to wrestle anywhere from 160 to 182 pounds. So he's going to just have to make some decisions based on what happens this weekend to see if he wants to, you know, try that upper weight push for a podium spot at the state tournament there. You know, as far as 220, Braden Howard is looking really good. We did a double forfeit there this week, but that's just, he was home with the shivers and the shakes. You know, he kind of had the gomboo get to him this week, so we're hoping to have him back. He's looking really good as a sophomore at 220. He's pretty solid. So, you know, over the next couple years, we're looking for really big things from Braden. And the same with Parker Beglin. You know, at 285 as a freshman there, he's winning matches he shouldn't win, and he's fighting hard against these, you know, seasoned veterans And he's a little light for the weight class, but he's fighting hard and learning a lot. And we're looking forward to this weekend to see if we can't get a few more wins in and learn a few of those opponents and maybe come back and surprise a few of them at the divisionals and state tournaments. So those upper four are definitely our wild card spots right now, but that's mostly because we have, you know, young and experienced wrestlers there. But they're trying hard and working hard in the room, and my coaches up there are really, really polishing on them. So we're looking for big things for them up there.
That's the upper weights, Coach. If we talk about the lower weights, it seems like you guys are typically always set from that 106 to, I don't know, roughly 145 mark. I mean, as the season continues to progress, how many state champions do you see in the making here this year with this squad? I asked you that at the beginning of the season. Now that we've reached kind of that midway point, I'm sure it's a little bit more clear.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's changed much. I've got a real shot at it, 106 pounds. You know, Byron's wrestling right now. He's got 32 wins and one loss. And the only loss he had was that Spring Creek, Nevada kid who hasn't been beaten in several years, you know, hasn't been taken out of the second round in several years, and Byron pushed him all the way. You know, so, and he's really the only one that scored on Byron. So besides our own JV wrestler, Jess, you know, and so I've got two. They're going to be on the podium right there for sure. And then their cousin Sid at 106 is just a stud. He's winning all the JV tournaments. And, you know, if he gets a shot to take a shot at the state tournament, you know, I think you'll see him push in. So 106 looks real good for us. Jaron Allen at 113. The real only challenge he'll have is the Torgerson kid from out there to Richfield. You know, if he battles hard against the Delta kid in the divisionals this weekend, or at the 3A duels this week and learns a few more things, I think we can beat those kids. And so we got a shot at the podium at 13. At 120, I've got two state placers there, I almost guarantee you. You know, with Dwayne Farley wrestling as good as he has, he's only got a few losses against varsity play at the 3A, and then Corby's there, of course. The only loss at 3A he has right there is the Delta kid, and we learned quite a bit about him last time we wrestled at the duel, so I don't see there's any reason why Corby can't be a state champion. Drake Mangum at 26 is looking really good, wrestling really well. His spring wrestling's starting to show up. He's down at the weight class he should be. They're up at 32, and I expect him to make a statement there. He's got a tough row to hoe. There's three guys there at 126 that are returning state champions. So that one's a real tough weight class. Little Overson. And at 32, I really expect him to be on the podium. He's wrestling really good at 32 and polishing and getting fit and looking good. Chase at 38, good grief. He can put anybody in the world on their back, and he can take anybody in the world down. You know, he is wrestling phenomenally. So I got another shot at 38. 45 with Briar Macarello. Man, what a stud as a sophomore. He's coming in and wrecking some of, you know, the strongest wrestlers in Utah. We keep him healthy and look out at 145. You'll see 152, McKay Macarello. I'll be real surprised. I'll eat my hat if he's not in the finals. That boy is wrestling good. He is doing good. And then, of course, we got Gus Dalton at 160, ranked number one in the state right now at 3A. So, you know, we just talked about it. From 106 to 160, I've got a shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
At 170, our freshman there, Hayes Dalton, don't be surprised if you see him in the finals. I mean, these guys are wrestling good. You can tell I'm excited about it. These guys have put in the time. They know their stuff. They're wrestling well, and they're fighting hard. Hayes lost a tough one the other day there at Carbon against their seasoned wrestler, you know, and we're a freshman at 170. And it was a one-point match, and Hayes thought he was winning the match. When they raised the other kid's hand at the end, he was just dumbfounded. He thought he had the lead, you know. So, you know, Hayes is wrestling beautifully. So from 106 to 170, I mean, none of those guys on the top of the podium is going to be a surprise to me. So, you know, I got a real legit shot at probably four of those weight classes of being state champions, but all the way through there, we're solid. And if things go our way, we could be in the finals with all of them. So, could be fun.
Yeah, definitely. Fun. Definitely an exciting time for Emory Wrestling. Coach, I'm always so appreciative of the time. Thank you very much. It's great to get you back on and start talking about the second half of the season. Best of luck this weekend, and I know we'll chat again real soon.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory Sport and Wrestling Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, I want to stick with the local sports front. Again, we haven't had updates with this winter sports season over the last few days on Drive Time Sports. Now that school's back in session, we are off and rolling. We're going to jump schools. We'll talk Carbon High School boys basketball when we return. They traveled on the road to Cedar City, playing in 3 games in 3 days in the middle of the Christmas and New Year's moratorium. We'll talk to Coach Kyle Wilson about that when we return here on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports.